Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. Oh, come and sing.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, come and sing.
Sing to the Lord.
Sing
to the Lord a new song.
For the Lord is great and worthy to be praised. Sing a new song unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing a new song unto the Lord, bless His name. Worship the Lord for He is good. Worship the Lord for He is good. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord for He is good.
Oh, come and sing.
Worship the Lord for He.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Worship the Lord for He is good.
Oh, come and sing.
Worship the Lord.
Worship
the Lord for He is good.
For the Lord is great and worthy to be praised.
Praise ye the Lord for He is good. Worthy of praise. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with all your heart.
Oh, come and sing.
Serve the Lord with all
sing
your
the Lord
heart.
A new song.
Serve the Lord with all
oh,
your heart.
Come and sing.
Serve
your
the Lord.
To
serve the Lord with all your heart.
For the Lord is great and worthy to be praised.
Serve ye the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind. Serve ye the
to him. praise the Lord. If you can kneel, please do so. We're going to start with prayer again. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very, very much for your presence and giving us that which we need to get closer and to have that perfect walk we're going to need to be able to receive the latter rain. We want to be part of that Gideon band. We want to go out there and glorify you. We want to take part in a loud cry and to open the hearts and the eyes of many. But we can't do anything without your Son. And we thank you for everything that he does. We don't seek any self-glory. We want to glorify you, your Son, and the Holy Spirit that's within us. And so thank you for blessing us and continuing to be with us as we gather here and to testify unto all that you have done in just the last 30 days alone. And so thank you for loving us first and teaching us how to love each other. And please, again, bless everyone on our prayer list. And we offer this prayer to you as we always do, to the best of our ability, which always falls very far short of the name we pray in. And that name is your Son, our Savior, and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Okay, and for those of you that may be new and are going to hit the mic or send me an email of a praise or whatever, or PM, yeah, PM the praises to any one of the moderators. The women seem to like to go to my wife. I do have one from Sister Vera, but you know I don't have many, so I'm probably going to keep hers and I'll share hers. If you can please, if you get on the mic or anything, if you send one, please keep it within 5 minutes because we have a lot of people here today. This is strange for a testimony service to have that many people here in the room as well as on the radio. We're pretty close to breaking, we got 19 families on the radio alone. I don't know how many are on the phone. We'll find that out later, of course. It emails me those numbers. So praise the Lord, we got 62 families here. So anyway, I want to start off with some of the praises here. Let me just see who's. I want to welcome Tania, Sean, Rudolph, Mustafa, and Allison. I think some of those names, Allison looks familiar here. Let me just see. Because I can't do it now because once I'm on the mic, it's next to impossible for me to give people textability. Yep, you're right there. Okay, you're right on the top of the list there, Allison. So the next time, yeah, okay, thanks, Brother Sean. The next time, if somebody else starts speaking on the microphone, I'll turn your text on for you, and I'll look through the list to see if anybody else has emailed me within the last week. I'm not going to check my email. I'm just going to go by what I've already received because we never give it with the first email. We always give it with the second because some people just ask for it and they never return. And so, anyway, my first praise is, I got a few of them here. One good thing about Google owning YouTube is they haven't quite figured out how that even though they censor me via their site, I got a page on the website about POGM censored by Google. I used to have this software many, many years ago that showed the backlinks to any website, and I was at over 26 million. And all of a sudden, I went down to like 4,000. It's like weird. And so they forgot to censor me via YouTube 100% anyway. Not only do they have the first five spots, in other words, Google is censoring me through remnantofgod.org, but they forgot to set it up, and I don't want them to know about this. So, but I praise the Lord that if you look for certain videos that I have and stuff like that, I can't remember which video this is now that I should have put the name of the video in here. But when you put up a certain statement in YouTube, I'm on page one within the first five spots, including the real.video page, which I'm no longer uploading to. I have 8 videos on there now, but I'm not uploading anymore because one of the brothers in the faith is uploading, and real.video, they keep on taking anywhere from 24 to 36 hours to put mine up, and so it's just no sense for me to put them up on there for now, anyway, maybe later. I mean, I did the same thing with YouTube. I stopped using YouTube for like 2 years, but I wanted to praise the Lord that I was looking for a video or to see where where it was out there. And it showed up on YouTube's main page. I mean, they're censoring my site, but they haven't been able to censor me via their own YouTube servers. So praise the Lord for that. I also wanted to praise the Lord that we finally found someone with local honey. For those of you that have allergies, you might want to check into this, especially this time of the year when all these things are happening in nature. Because we just found out our dog, well, actually this dog is a stray, and he came around, or she came around years ago. Last couple of years we found out she has these allergies this time of the year, and I didn't know that you can do this with dogs, but they said put some honey in their food, a teaspoon or a tablespoon of honey in their food every day starting in June, so that by this time of the year, they're not going to have any issues at all, because we don't like giving her pills and stuff. She's on doggy prednisone or something like that, which is helping. It stops her from, you know, not being able to sleep. She's just moaning and groaning and scratching and itching, and poor thing. And so, but we found someone in the area. It's a 20-minute, the local honey thing. It's about 20 minutes away. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because I love honey. I mean, I when I do my teas, my medicinal teas and stuff like that, just for building maintenance of my body, if you will, I like to put a honey. I like having honey with all that. And finally, because we were doing the honey from Hawaii, and it was good. It tasted great, and I got all these flavors. But I don't know a bee that can travel from Hawaii to here. So you got to get the local honey because of the pollen and stuff that's in all the. And hopefully he's got pollen balls too, because I used to eat those. And then one thing is, I don't know if we're going to go with this. I'm going to praise the Lord about this, that AT&T approached us in regards to the T1 that they used to give us, and we have a certain amount of internet bandwidth. And they agreed, or they sent me a bill, or not a bill, they sent me a quote saying that years ago they used to charge us an exorbitant amount for high-speed fiber optic internet. And I says, forget it. And I went to this other company, and they offered the same speed or the same bandwidth for a fraction. And that's where we've been for like 6 years now. Well, AT&T did it again. They sent out a price quote, and it was considerably lower. And so I contacted the bandwidth people that we're with, and they matched it for a massive, like 50 meg up and down, that which would allow us to have audio and video in our chat rooms. I mean, we could do that now. I could turn on my video now, but half of you are going to fall out probably if you start turning on your camera or looking at my camera. But with 50 meg up and down, it won't be an issue. Problem is, we have some other issues in the area that may prevent us from going with the deal. So please keep that in your prayers. And I want to share one more. I've got a few more here for myself, but I want to share one more here in regards to something I've been praying about for maybe 15 years. I think it's 15 years, maybe 12. There was, some of you know about this young man that was associated with me many, many years ago. I mean, we weren't in ministry together or nothing like that. And when I was doing this, we had our church services online back in the day on Fire Talk, it was called, and he happened by one day, and he had a radio show, just like the guy on the the East Coast. He had a radio show too, and he offered me some airtime, and then he asked me for a demo. I sent him the demo, and he says, "We can't put that on the air." I says, "Yeah, I know. That's what I told you. They're not going to allow you to put." He says, "Yeah," but then this guy says, "Oh, I'll put it on," because he had his own radio show. Lo and behold, I never found it. He only put on a couple because they got in his face about it. But he owned the URL and had a website called theloudcry.org. And then, of course, he went by the wayside. He was SDA, so he kind of started to attack and whatnot. But just like others have done, he refused to let go of the URL. And praise the Lord, a few months ago, we actually got the URL sdrchurch.org. Others that used to be, well, I'll just say that we finally were able to buy it because someone else was holding on to it. Well, it just happened a couple of weeks ago. So theloudcry.org is up and running. It's still under construction. There's a lot of good information on there and links out to people's websites that are part of this number that are doing everything from track passing to video making. It's just the site's growing. It's probably only going to be a one-page site, but it's just going to link out to everybody that's doing the work, and the loud cry is going to get real loud online as well as offline. So please, please, please keep that in your prayers. And then keep that young man that's in, that used to own the loud cry thing now, because he's in spiritual desperation. He's atheist now. And so please, please keep him in your prayer. First name only, David. Just pray for David. Okay, let me see who I got here. I got a PM here from, you're still typing, so let me go there. Brother Alex? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen and amen. I remember we were talking about this, or texting about this a couple, 3 weeks ago. He said, Alex says, praise the Lord for ensuring the means to get my new hearing aids that gave me about 10% improvement of hearing. So, amen, brother. Amen. Amen. You know, I'm still praying that there's some, I haven't looked, I should look, for an app on a cell phone that removes bass. I used to have a phone that did that, because if somebody has a lot of bass in their voice, and they're talking on the phone, I can't hear them. I mean, I hear mumbles, that's it. But if I take the bass out, I can hear fine. And so I should start looking for that app, but I don't even know where to start. All right, and then this next praise I have is from, Brother Gorn's done. Okay, this is Brother Gorn's. He says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Friday, August the 24th. Friday, August the 20th. Okay, yeah, okay, that makes sense, yeah. I already ripped off my calendar, and the other one says March. And so Friday, August the 24th at work, they wanted me to get some kind of feast or lunch for all the employees. The only food available there was pork. I said, I don't want to go because I don't eat pork. I prayed to God about it beforehand. And so Friday came along, 10 minutes before the lunchtime, such incredible heavy rain started pouring down. Amen. Praise his name. It looked like it was some kind of local flood. You couldn't see outside through the window. Long story short, they all went and left me there alone, but not alone. Obviously, yeah, praise the Lord. I think my narcissistic bosses now resent my not going, but oh well, praise the Lord. So amen, brother. Amen. Not only does he stop storms, he'll start them. So praise his mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. If anybody wants to chime in, you just go ahead and put your hand up, and you can join us. You share with us whatever the Lord has given you to share, or you PM somebody. All right. So, okay, let me just do one more. I see Sister Fran's got her hand up. And this is a praise from all of us, as far as I'm concerned, because quite a few of us were praying for Brother Alvin and Brother Warren out there in the islands. And, you know, the hurricane that was hitting Hawaii. We've seen our Lord's hand move many times. As a matter of fact, it's just a thing that about us SDRs, we used to keep track of the numbers because many of us live in Tornado Alley, like myself, and 51, we stopped counting at 51 where we prayed a tornado was headed towards us. The tornado would either shift its track or whatever. It just never made it to us, right? 51 times, and we stopped counting. And we've done it many times since. A couple of times we actually found out you can record radar on screen. I think it's weatherunderground.com or something like that. I think it's Weather Underground. It allows you to record it. I got two recordings. I lost one. I have the other one somewhere on one of these hard drives laying around here. But where the tornado was headed right for us, we started praying as a family, a church family, and it went north just far enough to where it wouldn't cause any wind to hit us severely, past our location on the map, and then as soon as it was safely far enough away from us, it dropped south and got on the original track, and we recorded that on screen. I mention that because of what happened with this hurricane. All of us were praying about this because of what was going on with Brother Warren and Brother Alvin and their families. The governor. Now, this is what the governor of Hawaii is. He's the governor of Hawaii, right? His name is David Iggy or something, Iggy. He's the governor, right? I'm thinking, he said this on camera. I saw this on a news report. He said the following. The dramatic changes in the forecast, I've not seen such dramatic changes in the forecasted track as we've seen with this storm. I mean, that's all he said, but we saw what happened. It was like, oh, it's going to hit the Big Island, it's going to direct hit and all this other stuff. No, it changed its course. Then the next one, oh, it's going to hit the next island. I think some of the brethren on that one. And sure enough, it changed its course and went off to the side, you know, and oh, praise the Lord. And we saw the same thing happen with a hurricane, the most recent hurricane of Florida, too. because we had children living on the east side of it, and the tornado or the hurricane, instead of go running up the eastern coast, it changed at the last minute and went into the Gulf and just dwindled. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because that just never gets old. As a matter of fact, it's on my one of my private prayer list things. You know, I think that is amazing when we see this hand move like that. So let me drop the mic, and then but I gotta shut this off first.
Blessings, brothers and sisters. I have three praises here, and I'll start with the first praise from Sister Leanne. And Sister Leanne says, I would like to praise the Lord. For several years, I have had a spot on my skin that has been rough, itchy, and sore. I had one that went away back in 2008. I never thought much of it, but as this one would not go away after years of trying to heal it. After going to the doctor, thinking it was a cyst and removing it, they biopsied it, thus showing I have prurigo nodularis. I don't know if I'm saying that right. It normally happens with immunocompromised or people with kidney disease. The way to deal with this illness is UVB light and UVB light therapy and antihistamines, as my skin is creating too much and causing these reactions. Unbeknownst to me, the natural remedies that are used for my first disease are used for this disease. So just me getting into the sun in my garden, I have been doing good by not taking caffeine, alcohol, not smoking, staying away from too much sugars, as Ellen White wrote about. I have kept this disease from being severe. I have had the opportunity to talk to several other people with this disease. They have so many nodules covering their bodies. Many even talk of suicide. I have talked to them about my diet, natural healings, remedies, how I get into my garden, and belonging in God's Word. That be unbeknownst to me, God has had me working to keep this disease in check. So I would like to praise the Lord for His natural remedies, His truth, and His counsels on diet and food, for letting me have this next disease so that I can share with others natural remedies to keep this disease in check. And most of all, sharing God's love with them and reminding them God loves them through this. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Sister Leanne, praise the Lord, sister. That's wonderful. Okay, and this one is from another Lee in our church, Sister Lee Josephine, or Josephine Lee. And she says, I'd like to praise the Lord for the recent shower of blessings I received. In just 1 week, I've been blessed with a new car and a new job managing a natural market. I am so thankful and excited to start my career in natural medicine. With this new job, I will have many new and perfect opportunities to bring people to Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. And here is one more from Sister Mandy. I praise God for our house not starting on fire. My husband was grilling and something went wrong with the tank, so he replaced it and was messing with the valve, and 4-foot flame shot out of the tank, engulfing the front of his body and hitting our roof next to our AC unit. He ran in, told me the house was going to blow up. We ran out of the house, and as he called the fire department, I got on my knees and prayed. Then I heard him saying, cancel the call because the fire went out. So thank you, God, for the quick response. Praise the Lord. And only praise the Lord for only minor injuries to my husband. And I want to thank God for not getting bit by my rattlesnake this morning. I grabbed the dog bowl to replace the water like I do every morning. When I picked up the bowl, there was a baby snake under the bowl. So I picked it up, not thinking. And as soon as it slithered down under my porch, it was then I realized it was a baby rattlesnake. So I want to thank him for the snake not being awake enough to strike at me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for all his love and protection and all these wonderful testimonies. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know if the baby rattles, I think they have venom, but praise the Lord, that's scary. Yeah, it's bad enough you got to look out for scorpions, now snakes. But I probably kept them as a pet. But so Lee got the job? I'm just finding out now. You got that job? It's at a natural, a place we go shopping all the time. So, man, that's nice to know. Didn't know that. All right. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, yeah, because it's a lot more fresh, if you will. The baby snake venom is deadly, more deadly. Yeah, I know, snakes and scorpions. That's why I said it's bad enough just looking out for the scorpions, but man. Not a reason I never go barefooted. So, but we don't have scorpions out here in Indiana. But anyway, this next praise I would like to share is from Sister Vera. And she says, Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to praise Jesus for all the amazing opportunities last month to share the truth of Christ to many precious Muslim souls. God bless me with the Arabic language and truth-cutting words for them. Please pray that the God we worship, obviously, will give growth to these seeds. Also, I want to praise Jesus for the opportunity to share end-time Bible prophecies online to precious Russian souls. Please pray. Many will be interested to ask and hear more. And also, I want to praise Jesus for all the opportunities all this past month to spread the tracks to two countries of the Middle East and for the travel mercies that he blessed me with during my traveling in those two countries. Servant of Christ, Sister Vera. Amen, amen, and amen, sister. It's obviously, you know, you could tell when the Lord has people in certain areas and for what reason. So, amen to that, sister. Amen. Okay, I got a couple of more praises for myself here. First of all, remember last week how right before church started, the chat room server and the WTPR server went on the fritz. It just went off. And, you know, it was strange. It's never been that. It went off that way. So I threw up a quick prayer, and I wanted to praise his name that I was able to get both servers up and running within moments. I think it was like 5-10 minutes or something like that, you know, because that's, you know, if I've forgotten a lot more than I've learned over the years when it comes to working with computers, building them and programming them and that, and that's another thing I wanted to praise the Lord for, a brother in the faith helping me dig up a GPU. I'm pretty good with the CPUs and the motherboards and the RAM sticks and stuff like that, and even programming them, but And still, even there, I've forgotten a lot of that. But GPUs I haven't been keeping up on because every week a new one comes out or something. I'm just sick of it, you know. And so, to make a long story short, to help with the movies or the videos that I'm making, and I might be able to do some 15- and 30-minute videos now with Camtasia because I got I doubled the RAM in the system, and it's DDR4. And not only did I double the RAM, I overclocked it, and I overclocked the CPU this week because the GPU was overclockable too, and so I did that. And the GPU is just, years ago when it first came out, it was crazy expensive, and it's gone down considerably in price, and so it was easy to purchase. But boy, this thing's a beast. It was just barely got in there. I had like a quarter inch, maybe 3/8 inch clearance. Where all the, you know, where the drive bay is, where all my drives, hard drives are. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that too, because everything runs so much smoother. Camtasia still has its bugs though, you know, unless I, you know, put the CPU in high priority and then knock out 10 of the 12 cores as I'm working on the video, it'll still be a little choppy in areas. Well, actually a lot choppy. But the other areas where I could really see an improvement with this new GPU and overclocking it and all that. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that because it's going to make my work so much easier to do these videos, you know. And everything else in the system is really, really snappy. And so it's like, I like that too. Everything just runs so much better. The only thing I don't like is the, it's got these LEDs. I'm probably just going to shut them off. And but it's one of those GPUs that, you know, part of the, title of the name is they call it Republic of Gamers. I mean, it's, I don't game, but that's the kind of GPUs you want, video cards you want to buy. But to shorten it down in their title, it's called ROG, Ram of God. So And I'm just going with that. I was going to say, oh, no, it's not Republic of Gamers. It's Remnagat. That's what the ROG stands for from now on this GPU chip. So, and I got, well, okay. Yep. And so it really flies. And I, you know, yeah, I it was something I just liked seeing there, Brother Alex. So. And Brother Eli, he sends in a, let me just scroll up and down, see if anybody's got their hand up here. Nope. Well, it's a big scroll today. So anyway, it says, I'm out of town. This is Brother Eli's praise. He goes, I'm out of town and past tracks today. I met a Sabbath keeper, and I asked him if he is SDA, and he said no. I told him that people need to know this, and he said, keep up the good work. And so praise the Lord. One more soul that might be part of our number, if you think about it, if he's a Sabbath keeper. He might be Sabbatarian Baptist or whatever, but that's fine. Yeah, I knew a bunch of them. So, amen and amen. Let's see. Oh, okay. All right, let me just check my emails here, because Sister Elena just emailed me I just got an email. Okay, I'm going to read that. All right. Thank you, Sister Elena. I will read that here in a moment. I'm saving Joe's for last. Joe sent me a praise, and I got a feeling. I didn't read it yet. I have a feeling that he, too, got the job. You know, so I'm hoping anyway. Oh, Brother Darren's got his hand up. Okay, so let me read one more. All right. And this one. Oh, wait, here. No, I'm just going to read this real short one here from Brother Jim. Jim, too, in the room. He says, praise the Lord for your help with my computer. My previous videos were saved on my old hard drive, and I was able to produce another video this week. Praise the Lord. And his video that he just put out is called Satan's School of Narcissism. So you might want to, you definitely want to check that out. And subscribe to him, by the way. And he knocked it out. All right, as Brother Darren, and I just remembered, and I apologize for this, Sister Allison. I should have put your text on when Fran was talking. I'm going to do it now when Brother Darren is talking. So let me drop the mic.
All right, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I want to thank God for these testimonies that I'm hearing today, because it really was a spiritual motivator. Basically rejuvenated my spiritual batteries, especially everything that's been going on in my life for the past like couple of months. And if you listen to the past couple of testimony, I'm basically still unemployed. But I want to thank God, because for a situation that came upon me on Thursday, because all Wednesday and Tuesday I was cutting grass just to make some extra money, and I got up Thursday morning and I went ahead. This is before I said my prayer. Normally I'd say my prayers before I do anything else in the morning, but I just got up and I just saw an email came in to my Outlook, and it showed that my bank account showed that I had a negative balance. I said, oh my goodness, what's going on? So basically what happened was all the money that I put into the bank the previous day basically got taken out for my bills the next day. So immediately I just felt very, very depressed. I was like, wow, like, what am I going to do? So immediately the Lord told me, hey, get on your knees, pray. So I prayed. And what happened after I prayed, it wasn't no money that came in like last time. It wasn't that. But what happened was a video I looked at, turned on YouTube, and a video came on. And I looked at the video. I can't remember the video's name because it's not important, but the video showed two examples of a person who was happy in life and a person that was basically had everything but yet was sad. And it was about a guy who was basically, he was unemployed. He was started his own business, you know, doing carry out for people, making only $60 a day. You know, he was barely getting by. But then it was another guy that was making almost he was a businessman. He made like $11,000 a day with his business. And the one thing, and the part, the fact that the money that they make don't don't make a difference, but it's what they said at the end when the in person I was interviewing them asked them questions, and the one that was basically just making only $60 a day, just doing his own business, just doing carry out orders for people, said, you know what, even though I don't have the money that I want to have, I'm happy with what I have. I am very happy. I have a great family. Basically went over just based on how happy he was with, you know, what he was making, even though he was barely getting by, but he was happy with what he had. And then they went and interviewed the guy that had just making millions a year or whatever. Just said, the guy said, hey, does it really make you happy? He said, clearly out of his mouth, no, it doesn't. Like, I love what I'm doing, but it doesn't make me happy. Money doesn't bring you happiness. And it brought to my mind, it clicked, where I said, wait, this guy sitting here making $60 a day, just like I am, if he's happy with, you know, what he's making, why am I getting upset? And, you know, and I had to really, really dig down. I had to go into my Bible and immediately my mind went into say, hey, look at the Bible. So I went to and opened up to, and it's almost like, and I dropped the Bible out of my hand, and this is what happened. It landed on the chapter that I want, the book and chapter that I want, that I was looking for, where it was Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, where it says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never let thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So when I read that, it was like, wow. Immediately, I knew what needed to be done. So I went ahead and I just, you know, started doing other things that I needed to do to at least get some income coming in. By the end of the day, of course, praise the Lord, I got that negative balance back up, but it was just that video really helped me out and it motivated me. And I ask everybody, please pray for me because according to how the city is now, everybody is expected to have security clearances, and me for one, I'm against that. So for me to be in IT in the city, I'm pretty much going to have to start over from scratch again, which is very hard, which I was at a very high position in IT, but now had to start completely over again, which makes employers, you know, not want to hire you at the salary you was making, now you're taking less. So please pray for me, and I thank you guys for the wonderful testimonies, and I pray that the next testimony service, I have a much more, a better testimony than the previous two. You know, maybe, you know, God may have something in the works for me, and I'm waiting for it to happen. I'm actually anticipating it. I write down every day, God going to do something today for me. I write that in the book every day. He's going to do something. But I thank y'all for listening to my testimony, and God bless.
Okay. Praise the Lord, brother. All right. Oh, good to know. Thanks, Fran. She's waiting on the praise right there, too. I've got a couple here. One from Sister Elena. And I was looking to see, I thought I saw Tania's name before, but I guess not. It looks familiar. Maybe she's been in here or he's been in here. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. That, you know, I've never seen that name before. But that's okay. All right, this next praise is from Sister Elena. And let me put it over here where I can see it better. All right, so Sabbath blessings, precious church family. I have a huge praise to say about the goodness and mercy and love of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Heavenly Father and our Lord God, Holy Spirit. And about the Lord God, Holy Spirit. When I testified about the power of your laying hands on me and praying for me during our June church gathering and the Lord's miracle in response to your prayer and healing me from the substance abuse, I did not realize that our precious God blessed me with one more perk that I truly enjoy. I did not realize that my sleep came back to me. I suffered severe sleep deprivation for about 14 years and just to give you an idea, see, that's where the perfect peace of Jesus comes. It even says in the Bible that your sleep will be blessed or peace-filled, I think it is. And just to give you an idea, of what I was going through, she says, and what I have become as a result of these immense sufferings. I started working with the company I currently work with about 7 years ago, and everyone thought I was 10 years younger than my age. But after some time, everyone started telling me that I was aging fast, and I looked my age. To make myself sleep, I took whatever I could get just to fall asleep. And, of course, none of the pills or liquids worked, so I resorted to smoking some weed that people advised me, and I had been through a living hell. These weeds turned to have the hallucinogenic effect on me. My body was in pain, and there was a strong noise in my ears that my eardrums were hurt. That's tinnitus, probably. That's what I got. It's from my loud music youth. And then she says, when I was opening my eyes to see what time it was on my electronic time clock, all that I could see was 66 hours, 66 minutes, or something like that, even though I knew it couldn't be the time. Still, my eyes saw what they saw. It usually took 6 hours to get out of the state. Okay. Then I was exhausted and felt humiliated, but still I continued trying different narcotics to help, you know, to get a good sleep and to get rest that I was desperately needing. Again, it felt like a curse not to be able to sleep when the night was quiet and there was not a sound. Now things are so different, and I still can't believe it. Before, the smallest thing would cause me to lose my sleep, but now it does not matter how much stress I am going through the day. I still have my sleep. Praise the Lord. It does not matter how many times at night I wake up. I still go back to sleep. Glory to God. Sometimes I feel that I won't fall asleep at all, but I do. May the name of the Lord be exalted above and beyond all. Even though I may leave the job at 1 a.m. and then be awoken because of some problems at 6 or 6:30 a.m., my body feels that I've slept during the night. What a wonderful God we have. Dear brothers and sisters, I have no words to express my admiration and fascination with the love and beauty of our God. Let this praise thunder throughout the universe and reach the farthest corners. Please shout the praise to the Lord. He is the only true and loving God. May his name be blessed forever and ever. Thank you. And God bless you, precious church family. I love you. Sister, we love you too. Amen to that. Praise the Lord. That was nice. That was very nice. Oh, and my wife has that next praise. So.
Again, everyone, I have a praise here from Sister Judith. And Sister Judith says, Sabbath blessings, church family. I want to praise God for his mercy upon me and my family. We have been through some difficult times recently, but he has been with us through it, and I praise him for the peace and joy throughout. I desire to read the Bible, pray, and learn the truth always, rather than doing other things. I know this current desire is from God, and I thank him. Nothing makes me happier than being in his word. Praise. Not long ago, I realized most people were fearful and anxious about all that is happening around us. Example is tragic death, different diseases, hardships, immortality, etc. So I decided to search Pastor Nick's site to see if there is a study or sermon about the fear and anxiety and the panic of our time, but couldn't find much. But the Lord knew what I needed. Not long ago, Pastor Nick shared a sermon on it, and my heart was blessed. Thank God for giving us what we need all the time. Amen. He sure does. The Lord also reminded me of a prayer I said years ago when I was distressed and confused about what was going on in my former church. I prayed and asked God to reveal his truth and faithful church to me. And I promised God I will keep every truth I am taught because I realized I needed him badly. I was thirsty for his truth. After the prayer, I searched the internet to no avail. Recently, the Lord reminded me of this prayer I'd forgotten and how he has answered it by bringing me to this church. This blessing continues to bring me closer to God whenever I'm drawn away. Praise God with me, with my church family. Amen. Sister Judith. Praise the Lord, Sister Judith. Praise the Lord. I forgot my praise. I was so excited about Sister Judith's praise. I just wanted to praise the Lord for healing my throat. This past Thursday, I did the lawn, and it seems like allergies are just getting the best of me nowadays. And I don't know what I'm allergic to out there, maybe the grass or something, but I mowed the lawn and just an hour before women's study. So when I got to the women's study, you know, I'm reading Ellen White's writings and stuff, and my throat started closing up, and the back of my tongue was swelling, and it was hurting. So I instantly, and I know that the Lord reminded me of this, that some years ago, Nick and I were in the emergency room with our son, and we were talking to the emergency doctor, and he said that, we wouldn't believe the people that come in here after mowing their lawn have a tongue that's so swollen they can't even close their mouth because they're allergic to grass or whatever. So I stopped panicking as I was talking, you know, in the women's study, because it just immediately calmed me that, okay, I know what it is now. And so after the women's study, I gargled with colloidal silver, really strong colloidal silver, like 3 times. And then the last dose I just swallowed, and it is like all gone today. So I just wanted to share that with you and praise the Lord for it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I was praying a lot about that one too. That kind of, I was concerned. But it's good to know it's just, you know, it's just an allergy. And when I cut the lawn, I start choking. You know, about halfway through, I'll start coughing, and then I can't stop because I guess the chlorophyll, or maybe the chlorophyll mixed with all the chemtrail stuff that's all over the lawn, because yeah, it's nowhere near as bad as it would be in the city, I would think, because we always see the trails over our house, but then they waft down on top of Lafayette or Indianapolis or whatever. But I think that's it for the praises. I got one more, though, I want to share from Brother Joe. And so... Oh, no, Sean's typing something. No, Brother Gilbert has praises. Okay. So, oh, his hand's up. Oh, didn't even see it. All right, let me drop the mic.
Everyone hear me? All right. First off, I'd like to thank the Lord for all the little things that, especially in my saying that, I say this some time ago. Pastor Nicholas said something regarding to how the Lord speaks to you. Okay. I, for some time, always thought that it would be just some big experience where, you know, you would just hear this voice that would just come out of nowhere. But instead, the way that it was described, it would be something in the nature of ideas coming, little things, you know, little ideas that would pop up every now and then, you know, small things. Well, to start off with, I have to add this. Yesterday, for reasons that I won't get into, I was so angry yesterday I washed both my dogs. Okay, I guess that's just a, I thank God that's a self-control issue or something. I'm not quite sure, but a positive came out of it. The dogs were happy. And I'm glad that I went into a visit, you know, that I just, you know, did something positive instead of, you know, blurting out kicking trees or whatever, you know. But after I washed both my dogs, a thing came to mind where, because I recognized that my dogs were always scratching, you know, this, that, and the other. And it something popped in my mind. Again, I say praise God, you know, spray the room down with apple cider vinegar. So I said, all right, it makes sense, you know. So I did that. I did that, and both my dogs are asleep now instead of, you know, them scratching all over the place. And I'm just saying, you know, thank you, Lord. He cares for us. He cares for the animals. Boy, I tell you what, you know, and I just thank God for, you know, his goodness, his blessings. Thank God for, you know, for the teaching that I'm getting out of it, you know, that instead of thinking that, you know, the Lord is going to respond in this big thing that I would see, you know, that I would that I would hear of from time to time, he says in the little things, you know, he just pops ideas into your head. And I thank God again for the little things. And hey, everybody have a great day. Praise God. Again, I'm going to say it again. The Lord is awesome. Amen.
And amen. Thank you, Brother Gilbert. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you guys hear me? I hope so, because I see the meter moving. All right. All righty. So, a few praises to share. Let's start with Sister Danielle. She says she wants to praise the Lord that she found her youngest son. He went for a walk to a friend's house when he wasn't supposed to. So she wanted to praise the Lord that she found him. And she wanted to praise the Lord also that she got a job. And that the only position, and that only being there for 1 week, they offered her a position that pays an entire dollar more. So praise the Lord for that. Nice. Sister Lynette says she wants to praise the Lord that she can now walk home from work and not in the hot sun during the day to lose weight. And she has been safe so far, you know, even though she walks, you know, later. It's about 10 p.m. when she walks. And she, I guess it's a praise and probably a prayer as well, to stay humble whenever her manager says things to her, because her manager does tell her that she is the best at what she does. So praise the Lord for that as well. And she also said, not much of a praise, but one day she was walking home and she saw a wolf spider the size of a sand dollar, and she wanted to praise the Lord for God's big hand in his small creatures. Yep, amen. Praising the Lord for even the little things. Okay, I have a few praises of my own. I did mention, praise the Lord, you know, that I got a job a couple months back, but I just want to praise the Lord again for this job that I have without having to go to school. And the reason I wanted to bring it up again is because recently I've really been finding myself to becoming much faster and better at the job which the Lord has blessed me with. And it actually is encouraging me to stay and not want to look around to find another job. So to see the improvement, you know, that's definitely a huge praise to me. You know, I obviously still have some hiccups in my work, but of course I know that the Lord's going to help me through that. And just a couple of things for piggyback on something that Darren brought up. You know, even though I don't have the money that I want to have, I'm happy with what I have in terms of, you know, when I look at this job, it pays more than I've ever been paid in my life, but it's not enough to where if I wanted to get a place on my own that I could. It just doesn't do that for me. But at the same time, I do find that I really do like this. And as the Lord would have it, at this current position that I am now living in, and that's another thing to keep in mind too, at this current position I'm now living in, I technically don't need to have the amount of money to be able to pay for just myself yet. And so it's just how the Lord works. So it's learning to, you know, be content with that which he has given us. You know, that which he is helping us out with, because this is a really great opportunity. And I really, one thing that keeps me from even putting it away, even though it doesn't pay as much as I would like, is just the opportunity that's presented before me. And like, I wouldn't want to walk away from this amazing opportunity to have this job, to learn all of these things without ever having to have gone to school for it. And so I want to praise the Lord for that. I also wanted to praise the Lord that some brethren and I were traveling home. Maybe it was like 2 weeks ago or something, a couple Sundays ago. And Just really short, the brother was driving and a car just happened to turn, and praise the Lord that there was no car in the lane next to us, because he had to shift lanes to avoid getting hit by the car. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for his protection, the travel mercies, you know, just like something that Brother Ryan said, even though, you know, it's not like we're going traveling, you know, taking a plane or something like that. Just driving in a car, you could still run into things that are like that. And so you need those travel mercies every day. We need his protection each and every single day. Also, I don't want to stay on too long. I also wanted to praise the Lord, the fact that I'm watching and seeing that many people seem to be more spiritually reawakening. People who are backsliding, who have been backsliding, are taking their stand and waking up. And I wanted to praise the Lord that I recently started to share the truth in a new way. It's more of a live way with people, and, you know, allow people to ask questions, allow people to say things that they want, to bring up the topics that they want, and we can have discussions, and I really like that. I really like being able to talk to a group of people. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And also for that little thing that Brother Gilbert just said, when he was talking about hearing the voice, or it's not always a voice that comes out of nowhere, but it's just the thoughts. And that's actually, you know, the first time that I heard that. It was a thought that came across my mind that I know it wasn't my thought. And so that was the first time that happened, because it floored me. And it was absolute truth. And that's how you know it's from God. But I want to praise the Lord, too, just that little thing you said, or as you got so angry, you washed your dogs, and it just made me start thinking. I was just like, you know, that's a really good thing. You getting tempted and getting so angry because of whatever Satan is throwing at you, that instead of doing something which might be really bad, you turn around and just do something good. So it's just, I don't know, that's a very interesting thought and principle to me. It's like Satan's tempting you to do something really evil. Turn around and do the best thing that you can possibly do. Turn around and purposely try to bless someone or, you know, others, despite how much he's tempting you. So that's very interesting. So praise the Lord for that. So Sabbath blessings, everybody. I will put down the mic, and Brother Darren has his hand up.
Can you guys hear me? I just heard, and also I asked for a prayer for my family as well. I just heard some news, earlier this week, well, I think Monday, a family member of mine's, was shot, and he's been in the hospital, and I just want to thank God, too, for having my cousin, return home. It was a very bad situation for me and my family, but I pray to God, you know, when I heard about it, and I'm happy that he returned home. But unfortunately, I just heard from my grandmother that another one of my cousins got shot last night, and unfortunately, he wasn't so lucky. So I just asked for a prayer for my family, and I just want to thank God for the other one who survived, that he will continue on living to support his family. Thank you, and goodbye.
Amen. Amen. We'll keep your family in prayer, brother. Can't be easy to go through stuff like that. I lost a couple nephews myself, both to suicide, though. All right, Brother Bennett has a praise here. He says he's praising the Lord that he helped him get out of Baltimore to a new state, and blessing him with another job the very next week after he got there. The Lord is truly good to his undeserving servant. Amen, my brother. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, let me scroll up and down. I also wanted to praise the Lord for know, just all the praises. I mean, this is, and everybody being here was just, you know, because usually, you know, like, well, on communion Sabbath, that's usually a little low for some reason, but on testimony Sabbath, sometimes it's low. But I think people are starting to want to hear what the Lord's doing in people's lives, because, you know, it's good to praise the Lord. I mean, it's all over the scripture to praise him, you know. So I just scroll up and down. I don't see any hands. So I'm going to share this praise. Oh, I also wanted to praise the Lord. I can't remember which sister that just said that she was blessed by the sermon about the fear thing, you know, because I've done a few sermons on that. But the most recent one in regards were, you know, it is I, be not afraid. That's confirmation unto me. The Lord more or less moved me to do the video I did yesterday. And then at the same time, I was getting a thought in my heart to do that sermon. But the audio was ruined by Audacity software, that free stuff. And so I had to redo the whole thing, which ain't a problem. I'm going to try to shorten it anyway, because it was like 30, 35 minutes. Oh, Sister Judith? Oh, okay. So her praise is confirmation unto me that the Lord would have me do that video. Now, whether it'll be the next video or not, I don't know, because I don't know how long it's going to take for me to do a 30-minute video or even a 15-minute video, because something might happen out there in the world. I'll throw a quick video out, because I can get them out, you know, 6 to 8 hours, something like that. But those are 4 or 5-minute videos, you know. This thing here is going to be a huge video, so. All right, so this one... this praise here is from Brother Joe. Let me scroll up and down, because this is going to be the last one. Okay, looks like it. Let me just check my email real quick. Okay. All right, nothing. Well, I don't know why it's going really, really slow, but somebody may have sent me a huge one. Oh, no, it didn't. Oh, yeah, I know what it is. My email server is a vert on the server we're using right now for the chat room, so that's probably why it slowed down. All right, this is Brother Joe's praise. I have a huge praise this testimony Sabbath. As some of you may know, I lost my job back in January of this year and have been trying to get another one since. I'll start from the beginning so many of you will understand how the Lord has moved in our, you know, Katie and I, is what he's, you know, him and his wife, in our life this past year. We started looking for a home out in the country back in February of 2017. We put an offer on one, but during the process, an issue arose, and it was the Lord telling us that this was not the place he wanted for us. So at that point, we put off looking for a home for a couple of months because we went to many showings, and none of the places seemed right. After that, I was going through jobs, and once I got another job, we started looking again. A few months down the road, we found the home which we are now currently in. We continued to pray during the whole process, and looking back, the Lord did give us a couple of signs about not buying this home, but we went along with it anyway. We moved into this country home back in December 2017, and a month later, I lost my job. For the first couple of months of my job hunt, I was only looking for jobs in Michigan. I went on several interviews, and a few of the positions I really thought I was going to get an offer. But the Lord continued to close door after door, until I realized he does not want us in Michigan. So I started to apply out of state, positions out of state. Again, I received many calls and actually went on a few face-to-face interviews, but even those, I did not get an offer. At this point, I had pretty much exhausted all my options, since I wanted to stay with my career field. Unemployment ran out, house was for sale for several months, and everyone that came through liked the house, but we did not receive any offers. Then I began to receive more calls from previous positions I had applied to and went on face-to-face interviews, but I still did not receive an offer from anyone. We started planning for our house to go into foreclosure and where we were going to move if that were to happen. And a few weeks ago, we received an offer on the house. It will be a short sale, but at least it is an offer. I also heard back from the company I went on an interview with, and they wanted to schedule a second interview. I did not feel the second interview went well, and some of the previous interviews I went on But just this week, I was extended an offer from this company. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. They also respect and are willing to honor me taking Sabbath off. I made sure to bring that up on every interview I went on. This company has been one I was trying to work for ever since I graduated from college, and it is truly a blessing to now be able to work there, and it is out in the country. And even though the pay is a lot less than I used to make, the Lord has taught us to be content with what we have. Praise the Lord for all He has taught us during this intense trial. The peace, the patience, increase in faith, trusting Him or trusting in Him more, character growth, and much, much more. God is so awesome. And then number two, he's got another one. Oh, he's got two more, actually. He says, praise the Lord for a successful mission trip a few weeks ago with one of the brothers. The Lord guided us on a mission trip, and He helped me overcome the fear of handing tracts to people. Amen. And then the last one is, praise the Lord for being able to send out Need a Church emails, you know, that Need a Church page on the website, people looking for a church, we try to help them find one. Well, Brother Joe is more or less handling that. And he says, praise the Lord, I've been able to send out the Need a Church emails to everyone. Again, since the remnantofgod.org domain has been censored by many of the big name companies, I created a private email account, and I guess I sent too many emails, and it was shut down, so I created another private email on another website, because, you know, obviously, it could either be the too many emails, bro, or it could be the Reverend of God thing. I don't know if you're putting my URL in the emails, but if you do, put Reverend of God, .org, because they're looking for the URL, but if you hide it that way, they usually can't find it, unless it's AOL. I even encrypted my emails, literally, and I have it on my AOL page, or how many times I encrypted my SIG file, and still, after 2 weeks, they break the encryption and ban me again. So I did it like 4 or 5 times, and so. But you didn't say where in the country. Is it in Michigan? Obviously not, because you said that He doesn't want you there, but whereabouts you going to be? Limit. Oh, 100 emails an hour? You were sending 150? Well, that'll do it. They look at that as spam, even though it's a small, small, small number for spammers, you know. So, all right, wait, he's typing. Let's just see if he says anything about where he's headed. He says, no, he's not going to. He says, shh, don't say. Oh, yeah, okay, all right, well, good to know. So, I'm not going to say. I won't. Yeah, thank you. All right. Let me see, what have we got here? Could be because it's not... Wow, I'm getting... Oh, I got another PM from Sister Elena. It's not a business mail, that's why they shut the account down. Okay, good. Well, then hopefully it's not an AOL thing, because I don't think that email company that he was using, I don't think they had a problem with me. It's the big ones, like Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo, and all that. People don't get my emails, and people think I'm a jerk. They sent me an email, I never responded. Yes, I did. You just never got it. All right, Sister Elena, I don't know if she wants me to read this out loud. So, okay, if she needs prayer, let's see, all the traffic in the port. Okay, I don't know where you're at or anything, but we'll definitely... Well, we're going into prayer now anyway, so I'm going to lift up Sister Elena in this prayer, because I don't know what's actually going on here or where she's at, but she doesn't want the Sabbath to be ruined. Oh, okay, I get you, okay. Yeah, she has a business phone, and they're annoying her with this phone on Sabbath day, so it doesn't matter where you're at, I get it. Okay, all right, not a problem. All right, so let's get on our knees, everybody. Oh, wait. We got to do the music, and then we get on our knees, right? Okay. I always get, you know, excited to pray, so. Oh, Brother Alex. Oh, yeah, he's doing the music, so. All right. Let me drop the mic.
And cause his face to
Okay, if you can kneel, please do so. We are going to finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very, very much for all that you have done in the lives of your son's bride the last 30 days, and even 30 years. Many of us have been walking with you for quite a while, and we thank you for all the blessings that you've had upon us. Please continue to bless us in this week and give us many opportunities to share our faith with those that you send our way, especially those that are being lured off the path of truth, even in regards to your Son or the Holy Spirit. It's so sad to see how that was prophesied to happen, and it's actually happening. And so thank you for blessing them with eyes that see before it's too late, and bless us with the words that will cut the hearts. And also, Father God, bless everyone on our prayer list, everyone that was mentioned in the chat room, and all the prayer requests that were mentioned, and please, bless us with the light of rain if we are so worthy. And if we are not, thank you for helping us get there to where we will be worthy. And Father, Sister Elena is under an intense attack right now, as you know, it being the Sabbath, and she doesn't want them to ruin her Sabbath. And her place of business keeps on trying to call her and stuff like that while it's Sabbath, and they know she keeps it holy. And so please bless her with the peace, and have them find somebody that can take her place really quickly. And we offer these prayers unto you in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.